All right, 1380 WPHM. Mondays at this time, we have been highlighting Michigan-made products. It's our Made in Michigan Monday, and one of the first things that comes to mind when you start thinking about Michigan products is the good old Stormy Cromer hat that you find in the UP. And joining us right now is the president of the company, Gina Jacquart Thorson. Gina, good morning. Thanks for being with us.
Good morning. Glad to be here.
Stormy Cromer. These hats are iconic. You think of the UP, you think of Michigan, you think of cold weather. And these hats date back a long time, don't they?
They do. They date back to 1903. When George Stormy Cromer and his wife Ida created this first hat out of an old baseball hat of George's. And he had worked on the railroad and was tired of losing his hats to the wind and the cold, and asked his wife to make a few modifications, and the iconic hat with the ear band that pulls down to keep it snug and warm was born.
And that design is pretty much the same design you use today, isn't it?
It is. There are very minor, more like cosmetic changes that we have made since we've taken on the brand.
So starting back in 1903 and still making them today, and they're still as popular as ever, aren't they?
They really are, and growing, I would say. And certainly that's our family's mission, is to keep growing the brands, growing the popularity, growing our business. And Michigan is the epicenter of that, obviously, and definitely the fans started in the UP, but they have really spread throughout the entire state. We have wonderful retailers all over the state that sell our products, so many great fans. We just love being so closely identified with the state, and it's a wonderful thing for us.
Now, has Stormy Cromer always been a Michigan company?
It shockingly no. So most of our current fans, a lot of our current fans don't realize, but George and Ida Cromer actually started the company in Kaukauna, Wisconsin, near Green Bay. Certainly they know cold and snow too. It was then made in Milwaukee for maybe, gosh, probably about 60 or 70 years it was made in Milwaukee. And then my family, my grandpa started a sewing factory here in Ironwood back in the 50s. And we sewed lots of different things, but we heard in the early 2000s, we heard that perhaps the Stormy Cromer caps were going to stop being made, and we thought that that would sure be a shame if that happened, and so we stepped in and bought the company at that time. So it's been here in Ironwood, in the UP, kind of, you know, we think where it belongs since 2001.
That's amazing. What a great story. Now, you also have this, and I saw this on your website, a way to register your cap, because it would be a shame if you lost your hat. Tell us a little bit more about that registration program.
For sure. So that's we warranty our cap. So if something really goes wrong with it, if the manufacturing is bad, we will replace your cap. But other things happen. Like you said, you lose it. Your dog eats it. We've heard stories of hats being stolen. So we want to help you out in those circumstances as well. So every hat has a unique number. You can go online, register your cap, and if you do lose it, you are able to replace it for half price. So we're trying to make the sad occasion of losing your cap maybe a little easier to handle.
And by the way, these are not one size fits all. A lot of hats you buy, you know, it's, basically, you know, either it fits you well or it doesn't. These are...
Right.
These are sized, aren't they? How do you figure out what size hat you wear?
Sure. So it's you can pull out your eighth grade geometry and use the symbol pi. So
yep.
You're going to measure your head in inches with a soft tape measure or something like that, and then you divide it by pi. And the sizes are by eighths, so you might be a 7.5, a 7 5/8. Those are common men's sizes. And the hat is really going to fit you just perfectly with that sizing. On some of our adult hats, we offer 13 sizes. So that's how broad this can be and how specific of a fit we can get for you.
These are, I said, you know, they're iconic. They are stylish. I mean, despite the fact that, it's a over 100-year-old design, they're still fashionable, aren't they?
They are, and we are, we're really trying to make this 100-plus-year-old hat still be relevant in 2019 and beyond. So, new patterns, new colors, but there is I think that heritage and classic look will always be popular. And so that's certainly helped us. And, we've added ladies' styles that have a little bit more of a style and flair with, big flowers or buttons or things like that. So trying to accommodate, many different styles, but at the root of the hat is still always the function and to keep your head and your ears warm.
Your fans, by the way, Gina, go well beyond Michigan and Wisconsin, don't they?
They do. And we've got dealers and customers all over the country. And what's really interesting is we hear from so many people who maybe were born and raised in the UP or in Michigan, and then they move, and they really see bringing the hat with them as a way to transfer that nostalgia of home with them. And so we have little pockets of places where people are spreading the word. One of the areas of the country we're growing very strongly is in the ranch states out west. So I think there is a lot of similar values, maybe to here in the Midwest, and certainly some harsh weather conditions, and also I think a great appreciation for American manufacturing, sort of in that heartland and out in those ranch communities. So that's been a great area for us to really grow beyond the Midwest.
What has kept this company around for over 100 years, and particularly here in Michigan? Obviously, not always in Michigan, but in Michigan for a good long time. What keeps you going in Michigan?
I think it is that commitment to having product that's going to do what it says it's going to do. I mean, I think consumers can be failed by things they buy, and we're in a kind of a culture that you expect to wear something for a short time and throw it away. And, we guarantee our hats for life. We think you're going to pass your hat on to your grandchild someday, that it has that kind of legacy. And just people are really warm to the history and to something that has stood the test of time. And if it's been good for 100 years, why couldn't it be good for another 100?
What do you think Stormy would think about this company today?
That's funny. I think, we're in touch with some of Stormy's family still today, which is really fun to do. I think he'd certainly be very proud of the success. All of the stories we've heard about him, he was a bit cranky. Stormy was actually... due to his temper. I'd love to know what he would say about some of our ladies' products with the flowers and the girly colors. I'm not sure what he'd think about that, although I do think Ida is smiling. She made the first hat, and maybe we're finally giving her her due. So I think there'd be a mixed reaction, but certainly the Cromer family that we are in contact with are very proud that the company has not only stayed around, but that there's been so much expansion. So it's fun to be a part of that legacy.
Gina, you mentioned that your hats are available in a lot of retail locations, but you can buy these products online as well, can't you?
Yep, you can buy them online, the full offering of products. But really, in Michigan, we have a phenomenal dealer network, and you can also on our website type in your zip code, and it will show you all the retailers near you. Because the sizing, it is sometimes a little easier if you want to try it on and decide what size fits your best. So there's lots of places throughout the state that would be glad to help you with that as well. But certainly our website is always there, and we're on all the social media outlets as well, and we love to see pictures of our fans, wearing their hats, and we see pictures of new babies and weddings and family reunions and all kinds of fun stuff. So we love seeing that. People can share that, on Facebook and Instagram with us, and it really is a testament to the kind of fan community we have.
Oh, it's fantastic. Stay warm, and your Stormy Cromer will help you do that. Gina, great talking to you today. Thanks so much for your time.
Great. Thank you.
All right. Take care. Bye now.
Bye-bye.
1380 WPHM in Port Huron. That is Gina Jacquart Thorson, the president of Stormy Cromer, those iconic hats. You can check out their website, stormycromer.com. That's our Made in Michigan Monday for this week.